Hi everyone, happy Monday, it's E, and welcome to another episode of Monday Meditations. Today we're going to be meditating on God's patience. God is the purest definition of patient in the way that he shows us and gives us patience every single day. And now that I'm a mom, I have seen and experienced a whole new level of patience that I didn't even know existed. And not so much in a sense of I'm losing my patience, but more from the standpoint of be patient because this moment will end, or be patient because this moment is fleeting, or be so present in the moment and be patient because your little one will only be like this for so long. They will only be little for such a little amount of time. And one day soon she will be cooing, and one day soon she will be babbling, crawling, and then walking. And be patient because although the days and the nights seem long, the years are short. And there's something to be said for being patient in the present moment and letting it be what it is, not trying to always find ways to course correct or in some way fix it to how you think it should be, but just letting God do what he does best, and that is his plan. But as we grow up, our patience level is no doubt tested in other ways. As the saying goes, patience is a virtue, and that is absolutely the truth. All of us humans have a breaking point, unless you're a complete saint, but that's usually when you're totally maxed out at your patience level and you're like, I'm 2 seconds away from losing my absolute mind. And in moments like that, you have to say to yourself, even if it's out loud, even if you have to say your name, Erica, rule your spirit. Don't rush it, just be patient. And it's so hard to do when we live in a microwave society where we expect everything to be signed, sealed, and delivered yesterday. And it can be so incredibly hard to have patience in a world that constantly has its foot on the gas. We see someone else's career explode and we're like, okay, but I'm still grinding. Where's my promotion or my moment to shine? Or you see someone have another baby and you're battling with infertility, or you're dealing with sticky thoughts and depression and you're just praying and praying and praying for a breakthrough. But we must remember God is patient with us, so we must remain patient in him and all circumstances and in steadfast prayer, knowing that the trials will produce fruit if we remain in harmony with our Lord. Renewing our mind and practicing patience every day is essential as we go about our life in this crazy world we live in and continue to serve our patient, caring, and loving God. And as he is refining us and shaping us every day, he is showing us an immeasurable amount of patience, constantly and continually. And I'm thankful that each new morning that I open my eyes, I can rest in knowing that the God of all things is patient with me. So let's take a deep breath. Posture our hearts to reflect our patient God, and let's dive into the Word. Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. James chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Psalm chapter 37, verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. Job chapter 6, verse 11. What strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospects that I should be patient? Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Or, so you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? Luke chapter 21, verse 19. By your endurance you will gain your lives. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that really keeps you encouraged and motivated. I really want to make this podcast review space that added bookmark for that simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim Streetwear and to read the Bible with us in a year at Bible in 365, please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up Monday Meditations.